Hello there, my name is Orkon DK, and today on HBR I am going to talk about installing an operating system to an external USB hard drive. I have a Dell Mini 10V netbook with a 16GB solid state drive. It's great for most things, but I'm the kind of guy who always does too much with it. Recently I've needed to use it as my main work PC while my desktop is indisposed. I've needed more than 16 gigs for my system, so I investigated running from an external USB hard drive. It works wonderfully and has also given me the chance to do a bit of distro hopping. I partitioned my 500 gig external drive to give myself a 100 gig OS partition. You don't need to use your entire external drive. Most stock systems won't exceed 10 gigs. 100 gigs should give you more than enough room for apps and your data. I generally use Ubuntu, and its installer is great for this type of install. Follow the install wizard as usual, and select Manual Partitioning. Click your new partition, and click Change, selecting your preferred file system, checking the format box, and selecting the mount point as root. Next, select the location of the bootloader as the MBR of the external drive, not the MBR of the local drive or the first partition. This will prevent you from messing up your primary bootloader. All you need to do after installation is to set the BIOS to boot from the external drive. If you have trouble with booting from the external drive, or you'd prefer not to have to change your BIOS every time, just boot back into the primary OS and run the command update-grub as root. It should find the new OS on the external drive and update your local grub menu with an option to boot to it. You can even move between PCs with this drive, as the Linux hardware detection is very robust. The only problem you might have is if you need a proprietary graphics driver, in which case you will need to install it and reboot. It is also possible to run Windows 7 externally, but it is not made as easy. You'll need an existing Windows 7 install to run a script which uses the Windows deployment tools to flash the initial setup onto the drive. Once booted, it will set up the system according to your hardware. If you wanted to move between machines with this drive, you need to run a command which resets the setup before you shut down and move the drive. One issue is that of the page file, which is the equivalent of swap space on Linux. Doing anything on Windows on my netbook slows to a crawl without a page file, and Windows can't use a USB drive for it. At first, I tried reformatting my swap partition on the local drive to NTFS, which seemed to work, and I could set up a swap file on that partition for my Linux system. However, in the end, I just got sick of how sluggish Windows is on the network hardware. I have not tried the developer release of Windows 8 in this fashion yet, but from what I have seen, I doubt I'd get any benefit over using a VM. I hope this has been interesting to you, and that it might encourage you to do a bit of distro hopping or alpha testing yourself. I'll note the relevant links on the show notes, along with ways to contact me, but very quickly, OrkonDK is spelt AUKONDK. My email is orkondk@orkondk.com. My Twitter and Identico accounts are both OrkonDK, and on Google+, you'll find my profile at gplus.to/OrkonDK. Finally, my blog is www.orkondk.com. This is my first HBR episode, but I have ideas for a few more. Let me know what you think. Be seeing you.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HBR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.